This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. You can tell where I come from, right? With me. Thanks for being with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you know, give me your email address. You know the drill, right? You can find all kinds of stories up there. If you want to be notified by email, right, just send me an email, send me an email if there's a topic or a person that you want me to talk to. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to get a weekly update as to what we're doing and why, just head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a place you can put your email address in. Other than that, if you want a text message or a text alert, right, text messaging is like so old school, they say, but text alert, it's just text TRS. 77-222, TRS is 77-222. Before we get in full swing into our millennial moment, you know, this ought to scare you. And I blame you parents for this. You know how I like doing that, right? This is your fault. If your kids are into this, this is your fault. Because what did you show them? But according to a poll commissioned by the Washington, D.C. area nonprofit Victims of Communism, 70%, not 7, not 17, 70% of millennials say they're likely to vote for a socialist, while 1 in 3 look at communism very favorably. That means that the yo-hos in these schools that are teaching your kids that communism and socialism is better than capitalism, which is really funny because those teachers are taking advantage of capitalism. Because where does the tax money come from? Where are they getting their tax dollars from in teaching? They wouldn't have been able to choose to be a teacher under communism and socialism. They would have been told what their job was going to be. Some of them, I guarantee you, would have been janitors or street sweepers. Nothing wrong with being a janitor or street sweeper, but these guys think they'd be professorship level. Not a clue. And I've talked to some of them. They don't have a clue. The same poll also reported that 27% of people believe that President Donald Trump is a bigger threat to world peace. The survey placed in the U.S. president over the North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Chinese President Xi. You know, they even have the Venezuelan dictator in there. So this is the hate that you Dems have instilled in the young kids. Now, you've done it. You've shown so much hate towards this president. You have made so many things up about him that they think that he is more dangerous than these dictators that have killed tens of thousands of people, some cases millions of people. Right? Kim, his people are starving to death. Putin, you come against him, they don't find you anymore. The Chinese president, he's doing away with Christianity in his country. And the Maduro from Venezuela, look what's going on there. They got to eat their dogs and their dead bodies. Yeah, it's not exactly what President Trump is doing. I mean, he's mimicking every move of theirs. Right? I mean, seriously, he's worse than them. My God, he's got the lowest unemployment rate that's ever been recorded. That's terrible. You've got black, Hispanics, and women working with an all-time low unemployment rate. My God, why would we want to reelect anybody like that? You have people on the left that say the economy may be recession-proof right now. And you were so worried. Do you guys realize that everything you have thought about him and said about him, you have been wrong? And not a little wrong, drastically wrong. The market did not crash when he became president. Look where it is today. All-time highs. Right? I mean, are we at war with every one of our allies? No. We're actually in a better place with our allies than we've ever been. Some of you are laughing right now, but good luck to you. Prove me wrong. Our allies were crapping all over us. Our enemies were crapping all over us, taking all kinds of advantage of us. And you know, being in the technology world, I know what the Chinese have done to us from an intellectual property aspect of things. But nobody cared. Right? And then done so well from the Golden Globes the other night. You guys holding on to that Apple, holding on to that iPad, watching streaming, Disney streaming and all that stuff. You're a bunch of hypocrites, especially if you're on the left. Because you scream about the kids not being paid enough and how they're treated. Why don't you go look at with your Apple phones being made? Are you willing to pay $1,500 for it? Because we can bring it here. We can make it in this country. It's only going to cost you between 12 and 15. And that's for the low-end model. I'm not talking about the regular model. But you won't pay it. You won't do it. You're full of garbage. I mean, I always love it. When you talk to all these people on the left about what we should be doing to help society and help people around, ask them what they're doing. And if they look away, you know you got them. Ask them what they're involved with. What are they giving money to? Who are they getting behind? I mean, forget Joe Biden. The newest gaffe guy is Bloomberg. Poor people shouldn't have money. Because they'll just do bad things to themselves. They won't eat right. Think about him. If he got it as president, the Constitution would have an amendment to it. It would be a food menu. It's what you're only allowed to eat or grow or what have you. Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, you really have to think about it. Get off the D, get off the R, get off the Green Party, get back on the American Party. How about that? Why don't we try that? See how that works out for us, right? Joe Massey, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Our Millennial Moment is coming up right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we do this every week now. We do our millennial moment. Yay. We have, yay. That's the best you're going to do is yay. Don't you have, like, streamers and stuff?
I wish I could make a confetti popper, but I think they're illegal.
Don't do it.
We might burn down the studio.
It's California. Anything is illegal if it's made of, I think if it's plastic paper, might hold coffee. I don't know. It might not be.
I get sick of plastic straws.
So I don't know if you heard the story I was talking about a minute ago with the 70% of your almost kinfolk, almost kin gene. What would you call that? Kin gender.
Fellow generations.
There you go. And 70% of them say that they're cool with socialism, and then one in every three say that communism is the way to go. I mean, is it just laziness, you know, because they think they're going to be taken care of, or do you think they're just clueless?
If I had to put all of the above. All of the above.
You can't do all of the above.
I'm sorry, Joe, but you're Italian, so you only pick solos. I pick doubles, because I can. And the thing is, we are just ignorant beyond belief, and we're not educated as well as we should
be. Do you want to be? Do they want to be? I should say you. I should say, you know, you're in with them a lot. I mean, do they want to be educated? Is it like, no big deal?
It's quite hilarious, but some of my kids in some of my classes say they don't want to go to college because they look at it and they just see it a giant waste of time. And then they also look above at what's happening in the upper echelons. Complicated word right there. And they see it as a bunch of...
You know, you can't use words I can't spell. You know that, right?
I'm sorry. Are you transcripting this? Are you transcripting this? I don't think so. That's why you're not paying me enough. But in all reality, we see the older generations, baby boomer, okay boomer, we see you guys, you just take the most sensitive thing and you blow it 10 times out of water, and we just look at it, we go, over one little thing. And then we just kind of go, well, let's just have our fun while we can. And that's why there's such a lack of motivation, in my personal belief, in education and motivation to get a job. Because we see what everybody gets paid big bucks for screwing around and ruining the American dream.
Well, let's not paint with a broad brush, okay? Broad not brush. Everybody does that. There's a lot of good people that are doing good work, that are helping people grow. But that's, look, that's part of being the term that I know your dad loves, which is adolescent. That's part of being an adolescent. Thanks. Where you think that all we're doing is beefing about one thing. But, you know.
Well, you gave the story about how they put the kibosh on the pizza party, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, hey, but it's not one thing, because it's truly, usually, that one thing you're doing has something to do with so much more going on in your life or what have you. So
domino effect.
Yeah, you know, we screamed about video games, and what are they finding out now, right? I mean, you know, we weren't trying to ruin your fun. We were trying to keep you from ruining yourself.
Yeah, because, you know? The biggest thing.
Go ahead.
If you give a kid too much sugar, they're going to ingest all of it because they don't know the knowledge that they're going to puke it out one way or another.
Well, why don't you trust me? I've told you as your father that, you know, you can't have that much sugar. You cannot eat three donuts
in
the morning.
Daddy,
bad for you.
I just want it because all my friends do it, and it's popular, like Fortnite and vaping, and they don't know what it does to them.
Well, it's like the vaping thing is another perfect example of where you've had guys like me out there screaming forever, just at a very sensible level, just saying something as simple as, how can you put water in your lungs? Are you a fish?
You're ruining my fun. I'm not a Atlantean. Last time I remembered, I was a 17-year-old.
Right, but my point is that it's like we're always trying to take the fun away from you, but it's really not the
case. It's not, actually.
Right?
Because sometimes older generations have more time on the clock and say, hey, we've been here on this earth longer than you have, and we've seen a lot more stuff than you, and we realize what works and doesn't work.
Yep. We can make your life easier. All right, so let's get to one of the stories we talked about earlier, which is the social networking. I mean, addictions come in many forms, and we kind of laugh, joke, and giggle, but there are many addictions out there. It's not just drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Social networking has become an addiction to the point where people, young people especially, they get up in the morning. It's not, hi, Mom and Dad.
They cut off human relations.
Yeah, they pick up. Well, no. You're wrong, and I can prove it. Because I ask any young person, and they'll tell me they have 600, 700, and 800 friends. I don't think I can count my friends.
Hey, Joe, okay, here's the next thing in the social media nonsense.
Here you go.
You're not talking to the person face-to-face, human-to-human, no human connection whatsoever. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to bring out a Star Wars projection of their friend, and then they're going to say, it's human connection. Yeah. No, it is not.
Well,
because you don't have their presence.
I want to keep it clean. They have companion robots now that they're building and sending from Japan. But anyway, that's a story for another
robots.
Day.
Okay, that's
but this is where they're taking all the emotion. And that's the thing with texting and other stuff with the young people is that there's no emotion in it. You
there's
can't
no
see
emotion.
What you're doing to somebody.
You need emotion. It's like I'm talking to you right now. I can see your face. I can see what your eyes are doing, weirdly enough. And I can see if you're smiling, crying, or whatever. Behind the letters of a text, you don't get that.
No, you don't.
And then I hate it how these supposed couples that are engaged in relationships text all the time. It's like, can't you just make a phone call? With me personally, I just shoot a question over a text. It's like, hey, can I come over to your house tomorrow to work on something?
Yeah.
Yes? No. No big deal.
Right.
But a big sob story about, oh, blah, I am having this problem. You want to know the funny thing, Joe? Is the social media stuff with Instagram and Snapchat and all that stuff, it's way too positively happy. It's way too glamorous. It's like, I live really nice life. I'm always happy, blah, blah, blah. I did it. And I was doing that. And then I hit the depression thing and blah, 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 because they're saying in here that it can lead to depression and addiction because of the lack of human connection in relationships.
I go a step further with you, though. I mean, part of it, let's just take Facebook. You know, you see these people are at the beach or they just got a brand new car or a new whatever, whatever, whatever. And you sit there and you go, well, why can't I have that?
I've got the word jealousy.
Okay.
Jealousy. And then it goes into the equality game. Well, that's where the whole socialism idea comes from, where these social media platforms boost that and say, these are what people are doing. They're having really great lives. And then you go, but Facebook, I want to have one too. I want to have a Jaguar too. I want to go on a beach cruise. And then what doesn't click is you got to work for it. Big uh-oh. And then the kids go, dang it. Wait, I can claim racism and all the other nonsense. And they try to make loopholes. But the funny thing is, you can't beat working. You cannot. Because that proves to you that you've got a life and you're doing something productive and you're contributing to society.
And it's yours.
It's my life.
Right? I did it. I did the work. I got the money.
It's so my pride. Pride in a good way. Not a bad
way. No, I agree with you. You look at some of the stuff that's going on, again, with the millennials, what you're being taught in high school and then moving into college and what have you. And that's part of it. The whole equality thing.
We're all for equality. Blah, blah, blah. It's what you do with it. Yep. It's not that you live a perfect million-dollar lifestyle right off the game when you graduate high school. No. You probably start off driving a secondary, like an older used car for like probably like 5 to 10 years.
Until you start getting the fenders together. I've done that.
Yeah, make your job, and then guess what? Then you start making enough money where you can upgrade it and buy a new car. Imagine this. Joe, how old are you?
Old enough.
Okay. I'm 17. Imagine me.
A lot older than that. Yeah,
So you've got a really nice car sitting on your driveway. I'm really jealous of you. The funny thing is, if it was a socialism platform, most kids don't realize I could be driving around in the same exact car with everybody else. And no one has anything different. It's
my
all
first car was two colors. Bondo gray. Black. Okay. And it's just, but we're not there anymore. Parents are buying their kids cars, or they're doing this for them and doing that for them.
It's amazing.
Nope.
But there's a couple kids in my school. One drives a Mustang, a red, cherry red Mustang, and the other drives a Camaro. And I go, well, are they taking that to college? Because if they do, they are sure lucky.
Yeah.
But what happens if the parents decide to give up on payments and registration? Oh, boy. I'd hate to be them.
You have to teach. This is part of teaching kids what to do.
Responsibility, people.
How to be responsible. I'm going to get back to what the story was originally about, which is the addiction to social networks. You know, some of the schools that I'm involved in, they've actually shut down cell phones during the day. You can't use them anymore at school, okay?
That would actually be
excellent. They have seen, in a relatively short period of time, they have seen kids start connecting again, starting in talking again, starting getting involved again. They actually stand up straight again instead of. So my question to you is, you've got all those kids around you. Are you seeing the same thing with them? They're so addicted to those devices that they don't even talk to each other.
So when
they confessed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm confessing. I'm sorry. But everybody at school, please do not beat me up for this, okay? Or It's going to be problems. Most of everybody there just goes like this. And they don't do anything except this, and it looks terrible. And no one goes, hey, how you doing? Or, hi, how's your day? No one just does that. They either go, plague, how is your day? Over a text message. And there's no, in my mind, human-like connection half the time. And then it's funny, but most of the kids, like, during break, yeah, you get those some groups that just talk, but some of them are having abstract conversations on their phones. It's funny, like, one time I was standing there, I was watching one person having a phone call, and the other person he was talking to was on the other side of campus, on the phone. And I'm like, you guys are right there. You can't make that, like, 50-meter walk that just talk in person? What is going on? And I just looked at him, and I was like, well, your parents must love your phone bill.
I'm sure they're loving on you. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously, don't get stupid on me.
No changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's how you become, you know what? That's how you become part of the solution. Get informed, get engaged, find out what's going on. And that's the way to make it happen, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You know, sign up for the weekly newsletter, or news, whatever. I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, and some of the other things coming up. And you can pick up the last segment, the last hour, retired General Major Paul Valley joined us to talk about what's going on in Iran. Truly what's going on, we already know what's going on with the Democrats, so forget that. But what's going on in Iran, why we need to take the steps that we're taking, and this not a knee-jerk, okay? People think that the president walks around just going, bomb this place, bomb that place, do this, do that. It's not how it happens. They step in front of, you get in front of you, the national security people, and you say, okay, what are we going to do to stop this from happening? Or, in his case, when you have them trying to get into the embassy, he just says, stop that from happening. Doesn't tell them how. That's their job to figure out how. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's bring them on. I'm going to wake them up over there. Yeah, intern Nate joins me.
Intern Nate, not intern Nate.
Internet. Oh, almost internet.
Internet. Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I know. Bad joke. What can I tell you? I want to get back to this because people don't realize, a lot of people don't understand this whole thing that with the social networking addiction, and they think it's just the old folks saying, "Hey, look, this is like a drug addiction," but it's not. You see it. You see it with your friends. You see it with your non-friends. But there's other people on campus, right? I mean, they lock in on this stuff, and this is all that exists.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You don't see much of the screen these days, which is a sad part of it. Well, to be extremely frank with you, Joe.
No, lie to me.
Don't lie to you. Okay, if I have to be honest, no lies intact, it frankly is just a bunch of people posting stuff on social media.
Envious stuff, right?
Envious stuff and sometimes pretty stupid stuff.
Right.
Like, the biggest thing is, like, sometimes we get people that, like, it's like I'm not big for, like, music concerts and stuff, but I get people, like, you can see the comments on a certain thing called Instagram where they post these things. You can see the comments.
I'm not 90. I know what Instagram is.
I'm sorry. But for our other listeners that are, okay. I may need to explain.
That's fair.
Okay. You can see what they comment. And some of them are like, oh, you look so cute. You look so good. I wish you were there. I wish I was there. It's just a bunch of envious nonsense. And I just don't get the fad of, oh, my gosh, there's someone that's posting all this perfect stuff.
But that's you, right? I mean, the average person is looking at that stuff, and it is having How do we work at getting them off of that? What can replace that? How do we get them away from always wanting to be envious on what somebody else has?
So I'm going to dig into my 35-year-old.
Your 35-year-old brain. Well, tell me what for you and your friends would replace that? Don't dig into your 35-year-old brain. What would replace that?
So for me, if I was going to go, it would probably be, hey, guys. Let's try doing an activity, something that we can do that involves not having any social media, like going on a hike. Me and a couple friends went on a hike. We explored this cave. I was the only one that took along my phone for emergency reasons. I didn't touch it. I wasn't like Snapchatting.
You didn't take pictures of the cave?
I did. I took a video.
Okay.
I'm not going to post it, though. and frankly, that's what we did. And we went out and we just enjoyed ourselves, quality time, no phones, no electronics, whatever. And we had a lot of fun. And that's the stuff. And the thing is, I have an idea. Maybe if you can make more effort to spend time with your friends on a more personal level where you guys go on a hike or you go have, like, you go hang out at someone's house. I don't know. Like,
I'm not young anymore, so I don't. I don't get some of the stuff. They say that, you know, people who... Or especially young people who are on these devices, you know, during the day and for a lot of time, have problems making decisions. They struggle through making decisions.
Because we're okay. The thing is, we're the most we can be influenced so much. My generation,
right? You're easily influenced.
Before the iPhone, Joe, it was just paper, newspaper, and magazines. Now you have everything on this one device. I read a book that said an iPhone holds
a
look technique.
Like, there's no swearing in this studio. You read a book?
I read a book. I'm sorry.
Did you read it on the device?
No! I read a good old paper book. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm just a little too old for myself. The thing is, I read this book. I know. I just swore. I'm sorry. That said iPhones hold enough that could take Apollo 11 to the moon.
Well, enough power, yes. That's true.
And the thing is, it's like, before this, it was catalogs. You had to buy from, you had to take out the slip, you had to write your address and your name and the amount due and your like payment, blah, 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 and send it in. Now it's just, ad pops up on your phone. Right. Oh, that seems interested. Tap, 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 pa-pling, you've just bought something.
You guys have got so many ways to pay a bill or what have you. I think it's hilarious that the way they come at you and throw things at you that you can pay for so easily.
Okay, the biggest thing that we're... Ads are just so horrendous these days. They're the most stupidest stuff that come out. It's like... This number one game in the nation is called Fortnite. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, oh yeah. You're going to start a lot of trouble now if you come out against Fortnite.
I'm
going to give
him
your address, not mine.
Oh, thank you. Okay, people, come over with your magic party bus and let's get it on. It's hilarious. It's a $1 billion game.
Yep.
And you know it's actually free, but you want to know where they make their money off of?
The pop-up ads.
The in-store purchasing.
Yeah.
Where you buy the level up and stuff. And it's funny. There's a you can look it up on YouTube. You can look it up for YouTube. For yourself. Do your own research. There are videos where these kids grab their parents' credit cards and spend like $400 on a video game. And they
not my kids. No.
Your kids are too old. And like, I look at it and I go, excuse me, young child. Like, you could have just spent that money to put away for college, if you're going to college.
Or a car, or anything along those lines.
Or a nice pair of boots.
Nobody's going to college anymore. Nobody wants to go to college anymore.
Everybody needs to go to college.
No.
Those who can.
So come back to, but I want to come back to the social media portion. It's kind of like, there's no imagination going on. They whether they wake up in the morning or get out of class, now, to your point earlier, they start checking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things to see what other people are doing or who's trying to get in contact with them or what have you. How do you? What's that void coming from? Is it the me? I want to be recognized. How do you fill that void? How do we start getting young people more involved in, dare I say it, books?
Books.
And just going outside and doing stuff.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to get a little angry with this. You can't have everybody living in a virtual world because life has a funny way of smacking you upside the head with reality. And then those kids who aren't prepared for it will go, oh my goodness gracious, I didn't know there was a life outside of video games. Well, duh, wake up!
That's great. I just said the same thing, though. How do you change it?
How do I change it?
Maybe. How do you get your young people to engage.
Give kids more responsibility.
Oh, there's another swear word. Responsibility.
Responsibility. I'm sorry.
So give them more responsibility.
Make them more responsible for their own chances life. To make choices in their life that can better. It's like try again. You can't. If you fail, you fail.
Right.
But at least give them the chance to fail. Mommy and Daddy can't set me up for a Harvard degree. I don't want that.
Well, I know they just tried to do that, but
well, those people
didn't
who
work
pay
out so
for
well
their,
for the parents, those, right?
Yeah. I want to, in my mind, I want to work my way.
But there's positive sides for social media and what have you.
Positive
which is,
side?
Yeah, you see how people overcame things and stuff along those lines,
yeah.
Or how to work through certain issues. I look up problems all the time that. Or I'm having a problem with something, I can look on social media and somebody's already run into it. But that's not what you guys are using it for,
but
really.
The thing is, it used to be a social interaction network where you could connect with people. But the thing is, we took it to the extreme. And now no one is connecting into each other outside of that. And that's what is killing the generation.
You know what FOMO means?
No. Educate me.
No, I just learned it myself. It's fear of missing out.
That's how you.
Anyway, Joe Mattini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I know everybody else has been all over this, Golden Globe Awards last night or whatever it was, you know, the self-aggrandizing, people telling each other how great they are. You know that movie, that thing? But for the first, I never watched that stuff. None of us ever do. Well, at least no people I know I'm trying to be nice and not get anybody offended, but here's the deal. Why do you watch a bunch of rich people tell each other, you spend 3 hours of your time to listen to them tell each other how great they are? Come on, give that some thought. Isn't that what you're doing for 3 hours during that show? So my attitude is I don't watch that stuff. I don't listen to it. I really don't care what they have to say to a big degree, you know? But last night, it was special. My understanding, it was quite special. And I'm so glad to finally, somebody actually stepped up and gave these people back, I'd say a little bit of their own medicine, but it really isn't a little bit of their own medicine. But you got to hear this. This is the, and I whittled it down a little bit. And I think it's the first, I don't know, 5 minutes or so of the show. And I want you to hear what this guy had to say. I mean, what was his name? Do you know? You don't know anything about these people. Never mind. Yes, you're useless too. Hold on. Let's see. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Here we go.
And welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. NBC clearly don't care either. Fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello? Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they've...
Get it? Hollywood Foreign Press. Anybody home? I mean, again, look around this room. A bunch of rich people telling each other how great they are. Applauding each other for their work. Just sucking up to each other. Big deal, right?
No idea what Twitter is. So... I got offered this gig by fax. So, let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. But... Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me...
So think about that. I mean, seriously, Robert De Niro. The guy's, what, 4'2" or something like that? But seriously, when you think about the people in this room and who he's making fun of, and I know that, you know, I probably shouldn't play the whole thing. Like I said, I whittled it down a bit. You got to hear this, though. I think this is worthy listening to.
Fact. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you.
Now you look at the faces of some of these people, they're petrified. There's no laughing, there's no smile, because for once, somebody is calling out these Hollywood pieces of work for what they really are and who they really are and what they really accept. Right? If it wasn't him up there, this would be nothing but a love fest between all of them. Nobody would call out what they're doing, what they're truly doing.
Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press...
Isn't it funny about this? We hear all the time about how racist we are. How racist... That Hollywood is always telling you about how racist you are. How bad you are. How you don't... And yet, couldn't they hire more black or Asian or, black, Asian, Hispanic producers or directors or actors, actresses? I know I can't do it. They're in it. They could hire it. They could spend the money doing it. They could be pumping up some of those films. And they don't do it, and they call you a racist. This is that left loon logic.
Are all very, very racist. So, fifth time.
He just called... You know, he called the press racist. And there's Tom Hanks, who doesn't really even know where he is right now.
So, we were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. So, maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix.
And to a big degree, he's so right. You know, because Oblamo and his wife went there. They're now there. I mean, all the loons on the left has gone over to Netflix. Let's see what happens with it. They lost a bunch of people. I mean, a bunch of membership people. I don't know what that... I mean, again, I don't know what that means for Netflix, because weren't they like the third largest network on the interweb?
This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay?
Oh!
Spoiler alert, season two is on the way. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up.
All right. Perfect. He nails them good. He is nailing them around every corner with this, which is exactly what he should be doing. Don't let them get away. This is what I tell you about the people around you. Do not let them get away with this. Don't let them get away with this stuff just because you're uncomfortable saying anything. This guy may never work again.
Oh, I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here, your own plane, didn't you? Right, but seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then. All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No. No point.
Come on. I don't watch this stuff. I don't much care for it. But here's the first guy, the first person to get up at one of their own events and let them have it. And again, they're not roaring there in their laughter, but I hope I can get this one piece that I really want to get to. I want you to hear where he nails it, and he nails them, and the look in their faces, they're horrified.
We know he'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema, and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? Tiny. Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. It was great.
3 hours.
Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So...
And again... He is nailing them. This is what I want you to hear. Some of you didn't hear any. You heard bits and pieces of it. I want you to hear it. We're going to run out.
And Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate. You know, you're nearly 50, son. The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but...
All right, I'm gonna post this up on the website for the rest of it. It's only 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes, whatever. You gotta take a watch, you gotta take a listen, and here's why. He nails them on their hypocrisy on Apple products, on Disney streaming. He nails them good. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, and push back against this stuff. Don't let them get away with it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be back with us.